Here with Keaton Perrney of the Mountain View Colts after a thrilling 5-3 win in Game 2 of the Best of 7 HHL Final Series. And kind of take us through this game, a little bit of ups and downs as you guys get the early lead, but at the end of the first period find yourselves down.
Yeah, they're definitely a physical team, so lots of pressure on us. As soon as you touch the puck, they're making the hit, so that doesn't help us wingers on the board. So, but it was a good game. They're a good team, and it's nice to play them. We worked hard in the end there, got the puck out, took some bad penalties, and then ended up killing them.
And you got moved onto that line there with Visser and Cole Sutherland, and obviously that helped out because you guys had a fantastic game out here tonight.
Yeah, it's definitely nice playing with those boys there. Viss plays for the old Grizzlies there. He's a good guy. Man, you can't go wrong playing with them. They always get you the puck. It's on the tape every time, and they're just good guys.
Kind of take us through your goal there is, again, just hard work against the defender that somehow ends up in the back of the net.
Yeah, the guys are giving me a rough time there. I just put some pressure on the guy. I don't know where he was going. He cut in front of his own net, and I kind of gave him a quick shove, and puck went in their net, so I was pretty happy.
And that third period definitely seemed like you guys were under fire as the Generals threw everything they had at you in that third period. What was the key with all the shot blocks and great saves from Thomas Delasiega?
Oh, yeah, Thomas played a heck of a game. Yeah, I just lots of block shots out there. It was nice to see guys get in front of the puck. Not many guys like to take that, get hurt and whatever. So, but it was good seeing lots of guys diving in front of that puck.
Now, for you guys, you don't have home ice advantage for the first time in these playoffs. That means you're going to have to win at least one on the road. What do you need to do in Game 3 on Friday night to see that happen?
We just got to keep doing what we're doing at home. Just come focused. Guys need to come prepared, have headphones in, do whatever they got to do to get the boys going.